You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, 44 degrees. A teenager is dead and another in critical condition after a shooting in East Wichita last night at a Quick Trip at Central and Oliver. A 14-year-old boy and a 15-year-old boy showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds. The younger boy died and the 15-year-old is in critical condition. Police Captain Chad Beard.
Officers encountered, again, numerous individuals that were uncooperative. There were several arrests made that were unrelated to the shooting itself, but in attempt to contain the scene, the officers had to make arrests.
Police are still looking for the shooter. The fight for the White House focused on the battleground state of Nevada Thursday, with Vice President Kamala Harris making appearances in Las Vegas and Reno.
A vocal crowd at the Reno Event Center for Vice President Harris as she stayed on message.
We have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
But with the election just days away, she asked supporters to keep on working.
Let us make sure that we are knocking on doors, that we are texting folks, calling folks.
Nevada's seen as a swing state, and its six electoral college votes could go either blue or red this Tuesday. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump traveled to Nevada as well, as he continues to try to win over battleground support with just days left until the election.
Former President Trump spoke in Henderson, Nevada, not far from Las Vegas, where an event with Vice President Harris was scheduled. As he has of late, the former president has described America as a broken country he plans to fix. He says that when that happens,
we're going to have America that's bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before.
The former president says what he is promising with an election victory is a resurgence of the American dream. Nevada mails out all its ballots, which can be returned before or on Election Day. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
One person is in custody after a brief chase ended in a crash in East Wichita last night. Highway patrol troopers stopped a vehicle for a routine traffic check, and the vehicle fled before troopers made contact with the driver. The car crashed on Rock Road after exiting from Kellogg. The car collided with two other vehicles and a power box before the suspect fled on foot. A trooper apprehended the suspect at gunpoint. Power was knocked out in the area for a time. Charges have been filed against the woman accused of crashing into and killing a Hutchinson woman while attempting to get away from police. 24-year-old Caitlin Berrios faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder in the death of 43-year-old Mandy Buckwalter. Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan says it began as a stolen vehicle investigation and officers were not chasing Berrios at the time of the crash.
We do not pursue simply for stolen vehicle, which is why they were using alternative methods like spike strips, undercover vehicles, surveillance, the air support.
Bond was set at $1.2 million. A Pentagon watchdog says Boeing overcharged the Air Force nearly $1 million for spare parts on C-17 cargo planes.
The Pentagon's inspector general reviewed prices paid for 46 spare parts on the C-17 from 2018 to 2022. One of the most egregious items, soap dispensers, the watchdog says Boeing marked them up by nearly 8,000%. Some media reports say the Air Force overpaid nearly $150,000 for the soap dispensers. The IG's office says it found a total of 12 overpriced items. 9 seemed reasonably priced, but they couldn't determine the fairness of the prices of the other 25 items. The C-17 Globemaster is one of the military's largest cargo aircraft. It can carry multiple military vehicles or hundreds of people. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04. The KNSS 40 News now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The cold weather rule is back in for the winter season in Kansas. It keeps anyone who gets behind in their utility payments from getting disconnected. It will remain in effect through March 31st. Companies are not allowed to disconnect service when temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the next 48 hours. A soldier is now charged after a female sergeant body was found in a dumpster at a Missouri base.
21-year-old Wooster Rancey with the 5th Engineer Battalion is charged for the murder of 23-year-old Sergeant Sarah Roque, her body found at Fort Leonard Wood a day after she'd been reported missing. No word on who found the body, nor the suspected cause of death. Likewise, neither a motive nor whether the two were acquainted has been determined. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A surfer in Florida is recovering from a shark bite at the same beach where he was bitten more than a decade ago.
Surfer Cole Tashman was paddling out to catch a wave at Bathtub Beach in Stuart, Florida last week when a shark came up from behind him and bit his feet. He's had two surgeries since, 93 stitches and about a dozen staples for his injuries, which included three tendons completely torn. It's deja vu for Tashman, who was bitten on the hand by a reef shark at that same beach in 2013. Tashman said, same beach, same place, same reef, same everything. A fundraising page has been created on social media, and a local surf shop is raffling off, ironically, a surfboard to help pay his medical expenses. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Do puppies and kittens make good gifts? KNSS News took that question to Aaron Walker, president and CEO of the Kansas Humane Society in Wichita.
It is sort of terrifying to me, the idea that somebody would buy a pet as a gift and give it to one of my kids. But pets as gifts actually have a higher stick rate. They are more likely to succeed in their home.
Wow.
Just statistically than just a regular adoption, which is pretty cool.
Aaron Walker is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volumes are still pretty light out there. Not really seeing a whole lot of traffic at the moment. One thing I am seeing is the volumes pick up. Want to watch out for this one. This is a stalled out vehicle southbound on I-235, and it's really close to that ramp from Kellogg. So watch for a potential slowdown there. Also seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now on K-15, basically on McCormick near K-15, and that's right there where Southwest Boulevard and Meridian meet, just south of Kellogg in the Newman University area. Just some really heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Staying dry throughout much of our Friday. Mostly sunny skies is how we'll start, turning partly cloudy late in the day just before the sun goes down. Milder high of 67 degrees during the afternoon with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 45 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
11 minutes past 6 o'clock, 6:11, Friday morning.
Happy November.
Happy November. Happy Friday. Everything's coming together here. It's going to be a good day. They had a sunny, cooler day across South Central Kansas Thursday. High temperature yesterday, only 60 degrees. Normal high is 64. On this date in 1870, weather observations were taken that morning from 24 stations in the United States by the Army Signal Corps. The information was telegraphed to Washington, D.C., so a national map could be drawn. This was the first time that large-scale observations were taken simultaneously and plotted on a map. Kind of the forerunner of today's television, where you see all the graphics.
Oh, yeah. Had to start somewhere.
And that was in 1870. Things have come along quite a bit when it comes to looking at maps, weather maps, and so forth. Okay, this is on this date in 1765, The Stamp Act, passed by the British Parliament, went into effect, prompting stiff resistance from American colonists.
The Stamp Act.
Many of the colonists did not like the Stamp Act. What is the stamp they put on just about everything?
Yeah, they had to. It was a tax.
It was a tax.
They had to pay for something if they wanted to put anything in the mail.
Everything
or buy something. Or, yeah. It's like, thanks, British.
Mm, well.
But they were the home country. They
that's
do
right.
what they want.
The,
that's why we.
They were the
big, we rebelled.
Biggest international power in the world.
Out.
Oh, well. It all came out okay.
Please.
Yeah. We got rid of the British, and look what we got now. Us.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's better. All Saints
I think
Day.
It's better.
Yeah, okay. All Saints Day today, also known as All Hallows Day. I've got the Feast of All Saints, the Feast of All Hallows, the Solemnity of All Saints, and Hallow Mass.
Well, they're all the same thing.
Is a Christian solemnity celebrated in honor of all the saints of the church, where they are known or unknown. And I was going to check that out with you to make sure it was accurate, because you're my expert on All Saints Day. Hey, my grandkids are not having school today.
Yeah, it's a holy day of obligation.
Yeah, they don't have
to go to Mass today.
How about that? Yeah, they need to go to Mass, that's for sure. You know, I was thinking about, of course, last night being trick-or-treat night, and I have some more thoughts on that in a little bit here, but I was thinking, do we have any haunted houses this year? Remember, if you've had them in the past, we had, I can remember one that was down on Douglas someplace. It was a big one that I took Scott through there when he was little. And I think they raised money for something. I can't remember what it was. And then I think they've had these haunted houses for just for profit around the area. Yeah, but I didn't hear anything about any of them this year. Of course.
It's really not on my radar.
Yeah,
I know they did the Haunted Island again down at Watson Park.
Well, okay, that's good. Yeah, but see.
That's really the only one I specifically heard about this year.
And my kids or grandkids are all, well, the girls are 18 years old, you know. So they may not go to those things anymore. So anyway, I had.
Oh, and of course, there were the various pumpkin patches and corn mazes
all over the place.
Yeah,
I had a
lot of those.
As far as the haunted houses go, I didn't.
Yeah, well, you go in there and it's dark, and some guy with makeup all over him and blood and an axe in his head jumps at you. You know that kind of thing, which is kind of amusing. I just didn't hear a lot about those this year.
Yeah, I didn't either.
We had a second person pleaded guilty now to helping run a high-end brothel network, whose clients around Boston and Washington, D.C. included elected officials, military officers, professors, and lawyers. In other words, men. Prosecutors say Jimmy Yong Lee of Dedham, Massachusetts, served primarily as the booking agent for the prostitution network. He pleaded guilty in federal court to one count of conspiracy to persuade, coerce, or entice people to travel interstate to engage in prostitution, and one count of money laundering. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced in February. So apparently there's been a ring of prostitution operating around the northeast part of our country in the Boston and D.C. area. All right, well.
It's the world's oldest profession. It never goes away.
What, politics? Oh, I get you.
Yeah, either one.
6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports this morning. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward.
All right, let's start with pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, I was going to. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask what the bettors were right or wrong. You'll get to that.
Well, I mean.
You'll get to that.
We talked about that yesterday, about how the Jets, with their five-game losing streak, were favored by Vegas over one of the top four teams in the league. And Vegas knew.
They knew something. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, the Kansas City Chiefs do not play on Sunday. They play on Monday night. So, got the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. We'll talk more about that on Monday, but we do have our usual Friday morning visit with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. So we'll visit with Mitch 2 hours from now at 8:12 this morning. Be here for our Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis. It's always great stuff, and we'll preview that Monday night game, the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. KU does not play this weekend in football. Week off for the Jayhawks. Kansas State is in action. 15th-ranked Kansas State on a four-game winning streak on the road at Houston tomorrow afternoon. First time ever K-State has gone on the road to play the Cougars. Last year, K-State beat Houston 41-0. But Houston's got a new head coach now, and it's Willie Fritz. I remember Willie Fritz. He was at Tulane when he beat K-State in Manhattan a couple years ago. So maybe Willie Fritz has K-State's number. I'm sure K-State will like to take care of that. Of course, Willie Fritz is a Kansas native, played and coached at Pittsburgh State. Anyway, K-State is a 13-point favorite going on the road to Houston tomorrow afternoon. Right now, the Wildcats are just one game out of first place in the Big 12 Conference. Got to get this one tomorrow. Case 15th-ranked Kansas State at Houston. Live coverage of Kansas State football at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Houston. Listen live to the Kansas State Wildcats on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas, they are ranked number one in the nation by D2Football.com. Gorillas at home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock hosting Central Missouri. So you got the Gorillas and the Mules. Pittsburgh State's on a five-game winning streak right now and ranked number one in the nation by one of the two major polls. Emporia State is ranked 11th in the nation, also at 7-1. Emporia State hosting Fort Hays State, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, first home game for the Hornets in a month. Emporia State wide receiver, graduate student from Hayesville, Tyler Common out of Campus High School, leads the nation in total receptions, leads the nation in touchdown receptions.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. He's awesome. Emporia State has won 9 straight home games coming into this one. So that's a big one. The 11th-ranked Emporia State hosting Fort Hays tomorrow afternoon. Friends University is ranked 23rd in the nation. Falcons hosting Bethel. And that's an early kickoff, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Final home game of the regular season for Friends. How about this JUCO matchup tomorrow? You know, Butler Community College last week, they went on the road and beat the number one-ranked team in the nation, undefeated Hutchinson. Well, guess what? Butler has to play the number one team in the nation this week.
Wow.
10th-ranked Butler visiting number one-ranked Iowa Western. Whew. Butler has not lost a road game this season. Dennis Higgins has live coverage of Butler football between two top 10 teams, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that game is live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. High school football, the playoffs are underway. We had an 8-man Division I game last night. Oxford winning at home, beating Kinsley 46-28 in a matchup of teams with winning records. Oxford into the Sweet 16 with a record of 7-2. Most of the first-round playoff games tonight features teams that are either 500 or worse on the road against teams with winning records. On paper, you know, not a lot of super matchups tonight in the opening round.
Right.
Only one matchup, really, of teams with winning records that we're looking at from our side of the bracket. Sterling is at home hosting Thomas More Prep out of Hayes. They're both 5-3, so that's really the only matchup of teams with winning records going against each other in the opening round of the high school playoffs all over the state tonight. Hockey, what a home weekend for the Wichita Thunder. Back-to-back-to-back home games. 3 days in a row for the Wichita Thunder downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, hosting the winless Rapid City Rush. 7 o'clock tonight, get a free schedule poster. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, meet Blippi. Internet sensation Blippi will be at the game tomorrow night.
All right.
And then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Thunder right now is on a 3-game winning streak heading into these 3 straight home games downtown. College volleyball, Wichita State has one home match this weekend at Coke Arena, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The Shockers hosting rival Tulsa, and both teams are tied for third in the conference. So, huge home match for Shocker volleyball on Sunday afternoon. And they'll finish up racing for the season in Mays at the Kansas International Dragway tomorrow. It's the heads-off turkey drags. Gates open at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for the big season finale at the Kansas International Dragway. Big weekend, that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. That's a safe, healing environment with caring employees who fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
All right, 6:21 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, we've got Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Advantages of a Plant-Based Diet.
Okay.
That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Pass the kale.
On KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Friday morning. 45 degrees. The entire police force of an Oklahoma town resigns.
Not just the cops, also the chief, who posted on Facebook that the decision to resign was difficult. A spokesman for Geary, Oklahoma, says the town immediately hired an interim chief and says sheriff's deputies are responding to calls for help.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
But mystery surrounds the resignations. No one has publicly said why everyone suddenly quit at the same time. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Authorities releasing the name of a man killed in a crash on I-235 in southwest Wichita Wednesday afternoon near the K-42 exit. Investigators say a cargo van ran into the back of a semi-truck that was merging back onto I-235 after being stopped on the shoulder. 49-year-old Justin Higgins of Wichita, a passenger in the van, was killed. The driver of the van with minor injuries, and the driver of the semi was not injured.
Wichita police are using a new task force to crack down on property crime. The Property Crime Reduction Task Force is an effort between police, the Highway Patrol, Sedgwick and Butler County Sheriff's Departments, and Bel Air and Mulvane Police. In the first 10 days of operations, officials say it resulted in retrieving $635,000 in stolen property, and they made 43 arrests.
Police in Chicago announcing additional charges against a man accused of shooting and injuring a Jewish man near a synagogue.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling revealing Sidi Muhammad Abdelhadi now faces hate crime and terrorism charges in addition to first-degree attempted murder.
Evidence from the offender's phone indicated he planned the shooting and specifically targeted people of Jewish faith.
The 22-year-old who remains hospitalized accused of shooting a 39-year-old Jewish man walking to a synagogue, then firing on first responders. No officers were injured, but they returned fire, striking the gunman.
There's no place in our city for hatred directed towards our Jewish community.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, the victim shot in the shoulder, has been released from the hospital. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Maybe you've heard of Alaska's Fat Bear Contest. Now, the Bat Beauty Contest.
The Bureau of Land Management's crowned this year's winner of the Bat Beauty Contest. It's a hoary bat named Hoary Potter. The BLM posts photos of bats taken on public lands, then asks the public to vote for their favorite. Hoary Potter managed to best a Townsend's big-eared bat named Sir Flaps-a-Lot. The BLM's Emma Busk says Hoary got his title not just on Halloween, but
this also coincides with International Bat Week. So it's just a time to basically raise awareness and appreciation for bats and their vital role that they play in the ecosystem.
She says bats play a key role in the environment by eating insects and pollinating fruits. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Kansas Humane Society in Wichita looks after the care, sheltering, and adoption of animals. KNSS News asked Humane Society President and CEO Aaron Walker how many pets are sheltered and cared for at the facility on North Hillside at any time.
80 or 90 cats, 80 or 90 dogs. We tend to outflow about 15 to 20 animals, meaning 15 to 20 animals are adopted on a daily basis. So so the numbers can really be quite staggering. Just in the 15 years that we have been in this building, we've helped 183,000 animals.
Aaron Walker is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Staying dry throughout much of our Friday. Mostly sunny skies is how we'll start, turning partly cloudy late in the day just before the sun goes down. Milder high of 67 degrees during the afternoon with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, 45 degrees, have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, this is the first day of November. That was on this date in 1950. Two Puerto Rican nationalists tried to force their way into Blair House in Washington, D.C. in a failed attempt to assassinate President Harry S. Truman. One of the pair was killed, along with a White House police officer. Now, President Truman, as I understand, if I remember right, was staying there because they were remodeling the White House.
Yeah, they were doing a complete renovation of the White House that had not been done in decades.
The photos you've seen, they just gutted it.
They basically just tore out the inside.
Top to bottom and even below that, and then built it back up, put a pool in. So that's where Harry Truman was staying. And, of course, his routine usually was to get out and go for a walk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to go for a walk, and apparently these guys thought they'd try to kill him. They were Puerto Rican nationalists. That was on this date in 1950. All right, daylight savings time's coming out Sunday. It ends Sunday, is what I've got here.
Yes, that's correct.
So we're changing our clocks. If you have that,
we're going back
if you have
standard
that need,
time.
Yeah, you fall back.
Yeah, that's what the important thing is.
And we've said before, most people's their devices already do that. It's programmed into them. I'm not sure if my Fitwatch will do that. I can't remember.
I'm sure it will.
I think it will too. But I got up this morning and I had it on the charger all night. Ted, it's dead as a hammer. Look at that.
You had it on the charger?
Yeah.
It's dead?
Apparently that charger was not plugged in all the way.
Oh, okay.
But that's my hope. I don't want to have to buy another one. These things are not cheap. This is a good one. I really like it. It's a good watch, but it's not cheap. And I don't want to buy another one if I don't have to. Wait till Christmas and have somebody else buy me one. How's that? That ought to work. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's see here. Los Angeles County taking on Pepsi and Coke for their role in plastic pollution. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday, the county alleged PepsiCo and Coca-Cola companies have misled the public about the recyclability of their plastic bottles and downplayed the negative environmental and health impacts of plastic disposal. Coca-Cola owns brands like Dasani, Fanta, Sprite, Vitamin Water, and Smart Water.
So there's just billions and billions of water bottles everywhere.
PepsiCo owns Gatorade, Aquafina, Mountain Dew, and more. The two companies have been ranked as the world's top plastic polluters for 5 consecutive years. And Coca-Cola has taken the number one spot for 6 years, according to global environmental group Break Free from Plastic. But not a big user.
So how are they supposed to sell their products?
I could put it in. Yeah, you got it in cans, I guess.
Put water in cans.
Yeah.
Then
well,
you have aluminum everywhere.
They could do what they did before, many years ago when I was a child. The pop came in a bottle.
I'm not talking about pop. I'm talking like water bottles. People just buy water in plastic bottles.
Okay.
Now.
Well, I thought you were talking about pop.
They didn't have it back then.
Nope. They didn't have water bottles. So. I'd rather have something out of my.
I think these companies are going to change that.
I'm at home, you know, and I've been doing whatever. And every day I have at least one big glass of water. Just we've got these ice cubes you get in the refrigerator, and you put some tap water in there. And I'll tell you what, maybe I'm just not a discernible guy. I can't tell the difference between Wichita tap water and the stuff that comes.
Well, we're lucky; we have good water.
Can you tell the difference?
No.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I mean. I think we have good water. Now, when you go to Topeka and drink their water, you're like, ooh.
Is it pretty bad?
Wichita's water is a lot better than this.
All right. Well, yeah, we do have, as far as I know, a good reputation for having very good water. And, I might add, good morning shows on radio.
Yes, that is correct as well.
All right. We don't have any Tom Leffler this week. He's had the last couple of 3 days off. And we've been filling in with a little business news while he's gone.
How am I supposed to know how the lean hogs are doing?
I don't.
Or the cattle complex?
I don't know. Well, you just
3 days in a row without this information.
Have to be uninformed or ill-informed.
I wonder if he's preparing for the cattleman's ball this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
No. Mm. Cattle baron's ball.
Cattle baron's ball, yes.
Cattle man's ball. It used to be cattleman's ball, but they let women in then.
Ah.
You don't want to offend anybody, especially when it comes to cattle balls. The Asian stock.
Tom putting on his top hat and tails for that tonight?
I don't know.
All right.
Asian stocks mostly lower today with Japan's benchmark Nikkei losing over 2%.
Oof.
The declines follow a sharp drop Thursday on Wall Street driven by high expectations. The Dow down 378 points. NASDAQ down 513. S&P down 108. Wow. It's a pretty big drop yesterday. Striking workers at Boeing will vote on a new contract offer next week. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Thursday that its members will vote Monday on the latest proposal Now, the union says Boeing is now offering a general wage increase of 38% over 4 years. That's up from 35% in an offer that was rejected last week. So they boosted a little bit on the money side.
We're offering them a nearly 40% raise, but they still don't have, they're still not giving them a pension.
This 7-week-old strike shut down production of most Boeing airline planes. So.
They said they want that pension.
Good luck. A key inflation metric used by the Federal Reserve has dropped to its lowest point in 3.5 years. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy costs, dropped to 2.3%, nearly pre-pandemic levels. Overall prices rose 2.1% in September. That's close to the Federal's target of 2% inflation. And the average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for the fifth straight week, returning to its highest level since early August.
Great.
The rate was 6.72% from 6.5% last week, mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said yesterday. And that's still down from a year ago when the average rate was almost 7.75%. Oof. So it's still kind of pricey there. 641, Stephen Taylor, the morning here on KNSS. One thing I've got, price hasn't gone up on this, Prairie Fire Coffee.
Look at that.
Got it right there.
For nice.
Me. Ready to go.
Nice. Kind of a chilly morning. It's only 45 degrees.
I went out and got to QT a while ago to get something. I thought, man, this feels like winter. Okay, it's 641 now, Stephen Ted. Insuring your investments. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. He'll be with us in just a few minutes here on KNSS with Stephen Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, 645 now here on a Friday morning. OpenAI is integrating its search engine with ChatGPT.
Fox on Tech.
One of the big AI players finds a new way for you to search the web. ChatGPT led the revolution into artificial intelligence interactions. Its chatbot was able to understand natural language questions and compose specific answers, unless it didn't have an answer in which it would prompt you to search the web. Now the people behind ChatGPT, called OpenAI, announced that its search engine is integrated with ChatGPT. And that means ChatGPT will search the web on your behalf and allow you to ask follow-up questions, again with natural language, to find out more information from the search results. And that includes news stories, sports scores, weather forecasts, and other timely information. The new feature is currently available to paid ChatGPT subscribers, but the free service tiers will soon be able to access it. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Big drops on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks tumbling on this last day of trading for the month. Despite posting robust quarterly profits, Microsoft and Meta platform shares plunged and weighed on the major averages. It was a red October for the major averages, which are down for the month, snapping a five-month winning streak. Shares of Estee Lauder plunged over 20% for a 10-year low after the cosmetics company posted dismal financial results and another quarter of falling sales. The Dow winners, Amgen, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 378 points, the Nasdaq lower by 513, S&P 500 down 108. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Pretty good drop on Wall Street, Stephen Ted in the morning there. Insuring your investments, Don Grant, CFP, he is the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. The Individual Retirement Arrangement, IRA, account was established by the Employee Retirement Income and Security Act, ERISA, you've heard of that, of 1974. Now, it's hard to believe the IRA is 50 years old. Well, that's when many Americans were introduced to investing. They also quickly learned about risk. The stock market crash of 74 was, it actually began in 73. That's when the Kuwaiti market crash in 1982 followed it, and it greatly affected the American markets. It spilled over into what we were doing here. The short-lived Black Monday crash in October of 1987 scared enough investors that something had to be done. In the late 1980s, the investment and insurance industries created a protection approach called portfolio insurance. Their thinking was that if we insure cars and homes, why not insure our investments? And there were several ways to do that. First of all, one way was through a put option. A put is a financial device that gives the holder the right to sell at a specified price, no matter its value. The put holder pays a premium. But you can't buy a put for all investments. During a volatile market, when too many people try to sell investments at the same time, the market can dip even further. Those who owned put options did not lose as much. Many really profited from that crash. However, most investors did not learn how to navigate buying and selling of puts because of their complexity. Just like it's kind of hard to explain. So they were not very popular. Another protection device is insurance, generally in the form of an annuity. Insurance companies are creative with annuity contracts. Some are great, some not. They come in three primary flavors: fixed, variable, or indexed annuities. A fixed pays a guaranteed, by the strength of the underlying company, fixed income. Variable contracts are actually invested and will move up and down with the markets. Index annuities values participate in a certain percentage of a chosen index's performance. Like you just heard that the S&P was down or that the NASDAQ was down. You could follow those indexes. Or have another method of calculation. Your certified financial planner professional can help you find some form of investment insurance if it is right for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Well, chilly out this morning, huh?
Wow. It's got a little bit, yeah. Kind of refreshing. I like that sort of fall
thing
going on. It
is different, isn't it?
It is.
Over in Riverside where I live, with that wind and all this last week, just blew a ton of leaves out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I kind of gave up on raking those up several years ago.
Well, you know what I do is I blow them from the street and my driveway into my yard and from the beds into the yard. Then I mulch them. Yeah, it usually takes like going over it two or three times. Mm-hmm. But that I have a mulching blade and it just chops them up and shoots them back into the ground, becomes organic, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, you're quite a planet protector there, aren't you?
Oh, I'm protecting the planet
you
with
are?
My leaves
right.
being mulched in my front yard.
Today is National Jersey Day. Express your fandom for your favorite professional players by wearing your team's jersey.
Why did you not like tell us that yesterday?
Why?
Because then Jad would have shown up with his hockey jersey and
I'm sorry. Ted would have had all of his jerseys. We'll let him go home and put it on right now if he wants to. I was going to say, do you have a team jersey? Do you have one?
It wouldn't have helped that you told me about it because I don't think
I have one.
No, I don't.
I don't have one. Do you have one, Ted?
I have a Pittsburgh Pirates jersey.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Whose name's on it?
It doesn't have a name.
It doesn't have a name.
One from the 70s.
I do love seeing somebody who's like 5'9", 350 wearing a Mahomes jersey.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, God, I was mistaken. Was that Mahomes walking down the street?
My wife has a Mahomes jersey. I got
it
for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not 5'9". Jad's got at least one good hockey jersey wear.
I've got a few.
He's
actually.
Got his Blackhawks, right? Is that your?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I have a Wind Surge shirt. It's not really a logo on it. It's not really a jersey though.
I got a free Wind Surge shirt when I was there. It was like the old D-timey button down jersey thing. They were giving them away when the first so many people that walked in or something.
Mm.
Boy, that thing's
you'd give me one of them.
Not the highest quality.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did have it was in high school. I had we had a practice game before the season started in basketball, and we had these guys from Augusta. The Augusta team came over,
right.
And we played a practice game with them, and somehow or other, during that session, one of their practice jerseys found its way into my locker.
Oh.
And
okay. What?
So I had this orange jersey that said, basketball, Augusta Owls or whatever they are. I wore that thing around for several years. It's not really a jersey. It was a practice T-shirt.
I mean, you were supporting another team that was a
sure.
rival of yours?
Why not? They weren't rivals. We didn't play against them. The regular season. And then my brother, Mike, brought home a practice jersey from K-State when he played there.
Oh, wow.
It was white. Had the number 42 on it. It was just a practice jersey. But that sucker was cool.
Yeah.
I wore that for – but, I don't have a practice jersey. I don't have a jersey.
Now we know what to get you along with your iWatch. We now know to get you a couple of jerseys for your Christmas.
Listen, that's
he's going to be easy to shop for this year, I think.
I need a little bit of everything, I think. So
my daughter called me and said, "Daddy, what have you got? Do you need Christmas present ideas?" She says, "My AirPods just blew up." So
good for her. She's figured it out.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
She sent me a link to buy them. She said, "You know what? It's okay if you get refurbished ones." I said, "You know what? She is my daughter. She'll always find a deal."
Yeah. The old man will take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Friday.
It is Friday.
It's Friday. Let's keep moving here. Thanks, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Trump and Harris both campaigning in Nevada at the same time. Our top story this morning, police investigating the fatal shooting of a teenager in East Wichita. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSN.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.